this? Is it compatible? I don't know. I mean, to the person that built the house next door, they don't seem to have a problem. There are in town mobile homes that are nightly rentals, and there's nice houses sitting next to them, and there's no issues. So I that's all I have. Any questions?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Any specific questions? I've got a few comments. I was going to see if you guys have any questions or comments. And
I have one question that's, and I'm making sure to be directed to, but is there not even in this subdivision right now?
No.
Who can answer that?
Oh, not that I found, because I usually search on the applications if there's any permitted ones. I mean, if you go on Airbnb, you can find them everywhere. But the ones we've permitted, we keep a book and a log of them. And I didn't find one that was close to that area that had a permit.
Close, what?
I usually go out within that 1,000 feet. I start with the address. I don't just go out 1,000 feet. I just look through them all.
Right.
And sometimes I'll do parcel or address.
Well, the comments I have, again, and being on the Planning Commission, was the vote was 6-0 for the commission that heard the original case. And, tonight we're to determine if there's the appeals based on, error of the decision of the Planning Commission. And it states compatibility. But within that, there are 6 items that we're supposed to look at on items to determine a case. And now I can only speak specifically for myself, but item B is adequacy of ingress and egress to and within the site, traffic flow and control, and the adequacy of off-site parking and loading areas I took into consideration for the decision. And also F is the general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, general safety, health, comfort, general welfare of the community, and with standards for development in these regulations. And you did bring up several really good points. Nightly rental, probably runs 40% occupancy, so they're going to sit empty 60% of the time. But the issue with nightly rentals is the other times they're going to run 90%, during the summertime. And honestly, my biggest concern is the traffic would be the same, but it's a different type of traffic that doesn't know the community in the area and the distance that you would have to travel to get back to that part of the subdivision is where I go back to the accessibility problem of the width of the street and such that really went into my decision making, just to make everyone aware of that, to give a little history. So any other questions for the applicant? Or comments? Are we to a point to where someone would feel comfortable making a motion?
I would make a motion to uphold the planning and zoning decision to deny the request, which would be a denial of the board's adjustment fee.
Okay. We've got a motion to deny on the floor. Do we have a second?
I would second that motion.
Got a motion and a second. So the motion is to deny the application for the appeal. And so...
Do you want to discuss or make any additional comments?
Yeah, any discussion.
And I can share my viewpoint on it. The way I see things, I think the original planning and zoning had denied for compatibility, and if I heard correctly, Mr. Creedon had said compatibility within 1,000 feet. There are other commercial entities that are operating there. I still feel like it's probably arguable that one nightly rental may or may not be compatible there, but 19 of them, in my mind, that's equivalent to a 47-room hotel. And if we build a 47-room hotel in this community, is that compatible? I don't know that is the case, even if there are other commercial entities operating within 1,000 feet of this.
And the others, even though they may be within the distance guideline, they're not in that community. There's only one way in and out. So it's a...
You're going to find that on the next project, too, and you guys approved it and denied. They were denied us. They approved one gentleman in the middle of the subdivision.
Sir, we need to stay. Let's stay on this.
I'm just saying it happens everywhere. Even though there's only one way in, they approve them. All over the county, there's hundreds of those on record. You may only approve them one at a, or the planning and zoning.
Sir, we have a motion on the floor.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, with the second. So, unless you have a specific question for him, but this is really discussion of the motion and the second. So, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor to deny the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So, the application is denied.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And feel free if you want to, you don't have to hang around for the next case if you guys want to head out for the evening.
He does have a point about the next one. There is a one nightly rental in there, so.
But that's a separate case. I mean, that's it's just the volume of it, though. I mean, they're wanting to do every single one of them. And I think it's not the only guy who proposed it. I don't think we have a letter to that effect. And a different way to access. Cleared out quick, didn't it?
Whenever you're ready.
I think we're ready when you are.
Okay, your next case, 1907A, is the appeal on 9 lots, 8 in the Wolf Trail Estates and 1 in Timber Wolf Estates. On April the 8th, 2019, the Taney County Planning Commission denied a Division 3 permit request by SMBZ LLC seeking to utilize 9 future single-family homes for nightly rental on 8 lots in Wolf Trail Estates subdivision and 1 lot in Timber Wolf Estates subdivision, Hollister, Missouri. Planning Commission based its decision due to density and needing more information for the nightly rental project. The subdivisions are at the end of Fruit Farm Road, so you take the 86 exit to the east. Instead of taking 86, you go to the outer road. Take the east outer road north to Fruit Farm, and you follow Fruit Farm directly to the end. Timber Wolf subdivision is this little subdivision here. As you see, there's a home in Timberwolf. This one was approved by Planning Commission. He owns these two lots with this home, but then SMBC, I've got theirs highlighted.
So that home has already been approved for nightly rental?
This one, yes.
And what about the density? They run that road back to the 65. Is there any other subdivisions on that road?
The Country Farm Estates goes off of that road.
But nothing.
Well, nothing right on. There's these lots here, and I have never looked to see if they're in it. But there's 6 lots on the right-hand side as you just turn in. And then bigger parcels until you get to Country Farm Estates, and then down this fruit farm, there is not.
And that's a county road all the way.
They have petitioned these roads to the counties. Mr. Creighton might be able to address that better than I did. I just remember listening. There's some work being done on... they have access, but as you see, Fruit Farm jumps over on... Is it... Ozark Golf and Hunt Club, which is part of the golf course. But that's an established road that they're, I think, in the process of planning, so that the roads could be taken in if they were platted all the way to them. Because currently, these are owned by But aren't they currently owned by the view, the road?
No, the road's platted. It's public property.
Oh, okay. So that's why I'm getting no information.
Yeah,
so they're public roads.
I think that there was an error done back when we platted the subdivision 8 or 10 years ago, and something didn't happen with the main road. We got a 50-foot easement across that property when it was somebody else's property, and it used to show that 50-foot. Somewhere in there, something's happened, and we have not gotten to the bottom of where it's changed. We are trying to figure out what happened to that, but it used to be on previous maps, it showed that it was the county, so I'm not sure if when Johnny Morris bought the property, they redid something and it just disappeared on the map, because I don't agree with it. Because when we did it, that was the condition of planning and zoning, was to have a platted 50-foot right-of-way all the way through.
Well, title search should show up.
They're working on it. It was done by a different title company than one that's here today. So it's been a little bit of a challenge, and they are working on trying to figure it out. But it's new to me. I mean, it was just a couple weeks ago, and we just started addressing it in the trying to get the roads taken over.
The title search would be definitive, not a map, not the appearance on the map.
Right.
It's either on the title or it is.
Right. It's just weird that it was there and then not there, and then all our plats show it, you know, being originally, you know, designed that way and stuff, so I don't know.
You're the only ones in the room, but you want to come on up and we'll make it official, get this going?